Today we're going to talk about love. And now we all know a little bit, most of us all know about love. We've loved something, someone, or something at one point in time. You know, we love a spouse, love a children, love a dog, anything. We've all found something these days that we love. What I want to talk about now is love of a spouse. You got Ephesians, you turn to Ephesians 5, 21 and 28. One thing, submit yourself one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourself to your husband and unto the Lord. For the Lord is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband in everything. Husband, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present to himself a glorified church, not having spot or wrinkle or such anything, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. And I'm also going to talk about loving your enemy. Now this is something that's real hard to do. Kind of hard if we all struggle at times with loving someone that we know that has something against us. Somebody that's done us wrong or something of that nature. It's hard to love a person like that. And but, you know, sometimes we have to think about what God has taught us and put that aside. As we have here in Luke 6, 27 through 29. This is God telling us about loving our enemies. He said, but I say to you, which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. Because it's hard to do good for someone that hates you. Someone that, no matter how much you try to, you know, do nice things for them, and they just have that hate in their heart for you, it's hard to keep showing that person, you know, keep trying to do for that person, or keep loving that person. It's hard, because he said also in 20, let them that curse you and pray for them that despise you. And unto him that smite you with one cheek, also offer another. And him that taketh away the cloak, forbid not take thy coat also. For if you love them which love you, what thing have you? For sinners also love those that love them. So even that person that has hate for you, they love somebody. So it's just easier for them to love that person that loves them back as it would be for you to love the person that loves you. So you also got to try to show love for that person, your enemy. But love your enemies and do good and lend and hope for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and you shall be the children of the highest. For he is the kind unto them unthankful and to the evil. You know what I'm saying? You just have to, it's like I said, it's hard. And God has taught us, and we got it right here in the Bible, how we should go about, how we should love our enemies, how we should love each other. I mean, and we have the instructions, and we have the examples right here in the Bible that tell us how we should love each other. And we started with John 3:16, well-known past everybody knows. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, see, that's what we first learned, how to love, because God loves us. I mean, he sent his Son down. He didn't have to do that. He could have just let us die for our sins and just been done with it. But he gave us his Son so we can have a chance, eternal life. So we should take that into consideration when we think about how we treat someone. When we say, this is our enemy, why should I love my enemy? Think about what God has done for us. Think about some of the things that we've done. He sacrificed his Son so we can have that chance. And I also want to talk about unconditional love. Unconditional love is a love that you just get from no, you, it's nothing you're getting out of it. You don't, it's just love that you just have. And that's the type of love Jesus showed us. Got John 13:21. When Jesus has thus said, he's troubled in spirit and testified and said, verily, well, we'll be back. Let me show you an example of Jesus' love. When Jesus had thus said, he had troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me." And that's when he was sitting with his disciples, and he told them, "One of them will betray me. One of you will betray me." And Jesus answered, and he said, "To whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it in you?" And when he dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon. See, he knew Simon was going to betray him. And later on, we're going to find out, even though he knew he was going to betray him, he's going to still show that how he has love to Simon. To Judas. In Matthew 26:47-49. While he spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him great multitude of swords and staff, for the chief priests and the elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, "Whoever I shall kiss, that same and he hold him fast." And forward he came to Jesus, and he said, "Hail, Master," and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, "Friend, where art thou come?" Then they came and laid hands on Jesus and took him. See, even as they came to get him, and Judas kissed him, he still called him a friend. And he knew he was getting ready to betray him. He knew that he was bringing those soldiers there to take him. And he still showed him, he still called him a friend. Now, how many of us would know, we sitting here, and we know the folks, we know somebody's coming to take us, and we know what is in store for us. And one of our friends bring them up there, when we see them, when we greet them, we say, "Hey, friend," even though we know what they're about to do to us. That would be very hard for us to do. Yeah. You really think about it. One of your friends was to bring somebody up, bring the police to your house, something that you did not do, and you knew what punishment you was about to be bestowed upon you, would you still call him a friend? That's an example of him showing Judas, even though he knew what he was doing, unconditional love, right there, still call him a friend. And behold, one of them which was Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and struck a servant of the high priest and smote his ear. Then Jesus said unto him, "Put again thy sword into its place. For all that take the sword shall perish in the sword. Thinking that thou cannot pray to my Father, he shall present and give me more than 12 legions of angels." See, even at that right there, I know it doesn't say anything about loving him, but that still shows the love that he has. So, see, like I said, he could have prayed to his Father and just been done with it. That still shows that he loved us enough to allow them to take him, because he didn't have to allow them to take him. He could have just, like you said, prayed to his Father. He could have sent 12 legions of angels down there and been done with it. But he still chose to take that for us. That's unconditional love right there. And even as all he endured before he got hung on the cross, everything that he went through, when he was up on that cross and they was down there making mockery of him and everything, he still said in Luke 24:34, then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He still, even in that last hour when he's up hanging on that cross and he died for us, he still asked forgiveness for us. What kind of love, what more love can you show than that? How much more unconditional love can you show than that? Somebody's beating you, somebody's harming you, and you still say, "Father, please forgive me." That's not love right there. I don't know what it is. So, we have to think about things that God's done for us. God gives us the instructions on how to love and gives examples of what true love is. That's all I have for today. In my first prayer of the church, the service to the call, we sang the same song I was selected.